Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 48. Hey there, guys, this is Nard, and I'm here with another episode of Bear Podcast, and I'm podcasting here in the suburbs of Houston. I just came from Mardi Gras last weekend, and I had so much fun. Caught a lot of beads. I was a bead whore. A big, big bead whore. Well, all of us were. And I hanged out there with a couple of friends, Mark, and yeah, he's Nola Cub. In a Bear for 101, and I was also hanging out with Jim and Ray from Oklahoma City. Okay, so about the last weekend's Mardi Gras, the Grand Marshals were Michael Keaton, Sean Astin, Dan Aykroyd, and Willie Nelson. I didn't see much of them. I only really saw Michael Keaton and Dan Aykroyd. They were throwing beads. It was fun. And what else? That's pretty much it. I walked around the bars. I podcasted in the at Rawhide, where a lot of things were happening. Yeah. So, and after the parade, there was so much trash and lots of beads on the ground. It was just so disgusting. And you know, mud and beads didn't go together. They don't look good. So just walking around there, but I have videos, I have audio, and what else do I have? That and, oh, I have some voicemails to play, and a few bear events for you guys. And also a sad story from Excalibur, and you'll hear it later, okay? So stick around, guys, and enjoy the show. Hello, guys. I am here at the airport at Houston Intercontinental. And what time is it? It's 9 o'clock. My flight's supposed to leave at 9 o'clock. But no, it got delayed in LaGuardia Airport. So now I'm stuck here for a while, for the next hour. This sucks. I think that's the San Diego flight. I went to gate E2, because that's where my flight is supposed to be. If you remember, it says San Diego. Then I found out from the daddy bear at the kiosk that it's delayed for an hour. And I'm looking at the screen right now. E2, a New Orleans flight 1423, it's going to be at 9:59. Yeah, almost 10. Now that sucks. Okay. If I get there at 10 o'clock, that means I will reach French Quarter at around an hour after. I'll be there probably midnight. Now that really, really sucks. That only means I cannot party too much. So I was hoping I could get there around 11 o'clock. If I could get there around 11 o'clock, at least I could get more time to party at Lafitte or somewhere like Rawhide. Oh yeah, Rawhide. I think you guys know where you guys know how raunchy Rawhide is. Anyway, so okay, I'm just going to be here just waiting. So what am I going to talk about? Oh, yeah. I ate at La Petite something here at the restaurant. It was a bad move. I saw this guy sitting here eating spaghetti. And I had my eye on that spaghetti. So I was thinking, maybe I should get some pasta. And I was looking, maybe I should not. So I saw this La Petite something.
It's a restaurant here. And I tried out their bourbon chicken and rice. It was terrible. Should have said something. But yeah, I just ate some of the rice. I didn't eat the rice too much because I think it's really old. It's overcooked and stuff. And I just ate the bourbon chicken, which is not spectacular. Or it's not like the usual bourbon chicken I used to eat. So I should have done my first choice, spaghetti. How can you be wrong with spaghetti? Anyway, I'm just standing here by the screens. And I'm waiting. So, actually, I'm lucky enough to have a elite status. I think I told you guys before how I got elite status. Because I flew to Manila in 2005. And that earned me a whole lot of miles, about 20,000 miles, something like that. So, just a few more flights after that, you'll be able to get elite status. I'm not a jet setter, guys, okay? I'm just... yeah, that was last year I flew. That's how much miles you get if you fly to Asia. So now, what I like about the airports is that you have a lot of eye candy. I guess I have a reason to stay around here, to hang around, because say you see all those daddy bears walking around left and right, which is good. I don't know if I can take pictures. I know I can, but I don't know. I'm not in the mood to take pictures right now. Ooh, Brokeback Daddy. Oh yeah, Cowboy Daddy. Anyway, yeah, just looking around. I'm very near a seafood restaurant here called it's Papa Do's. Papa Do's Seafood Kitchen. I like it there. I like eating there. Okay, so now I'm just waiting. I hope I get upgraded. I wish I could get upgraded to first class. That'll be nice. I tried that once when I went to San Francisco. When last November, the first time I met with Excalibur. Yeah. It's the first time I've ever tried the... what was it, that flight? I don't know. But anyway, yeah, well, there's one flight that I went on that I flew first class, and it was great. I think I like being served for a change. You have some wine and some heavier snack, which is good. Anyway, I look weird here. People are looking at me. Holding up a microphone on my face. Anyway. I'm bored. What am I going to do? I don't know. Probably I'll just read my book. Actually, I'm in the middle of a reading. I've been reading this for months, I guess. I couldn't find time to read the book all throughout. It's by Dan Brown. It's Angels and Demons. I finished Da Vinci Code last year already. Last year or 2 years ago? I don't remember. Yeah, 2 years ago. And now I'm just still reading Angels and Demons. I've been hearing a lot of people that it's really a good book. So, okay. I bought it. And that was a few months ago. And I'm still on 300 pages, I think. I'm a slow reader. I sometimes read the book when I'm in the taking a potty. That's the only time I usually read books. Sometimes I spend a half hour there finishing a few chapters, and my mic would just call me up. Hey, get out of there! What are you doing? Hurry up! Oh yeah, okay, I'm finishing this chapter. Yeah, it happens to me when I. That's the only time I really read books, most of the time. Either that or when I'm about to sleep. Okay, so as I'm recording this, by the way, Fag Fan Roy, or should I say Excalibur, is in a San Francisco meeting up with Don and Drew. Okay. You know what, Roy? I hate you. I love you, but I hate you because I really envy you right now because you're meeting up with with Don and Drew. I was in San Francisco right now. But, of course, I have to go to Mardi Gras and probably take some more videos and lots and lots of pictures. And I'll give you guys a link to that on how to get to the videos and pictures. If they're nasty, if there are a lot of dick videos or people sucking each other, probably I'll I don't know. I'll post it, but I'll tell you guys later how to see it. Okay. Anyway, I'll stand up for a while. I'll be back. I'm just gonna be sitting around here, waiting for my flight. I have about an hour to wait. Okay, catch you later. Okay, now I see some progress. Now I see in New Orleans, in the screen. A while ago to San Diego. I was getting worried there. What time we're gonna flash that? So now I'm pretty sure that we're gonna fly at 10 o'clock. And it's, what time is it? 9:12. So we're gonna board probably 15 minutes from now, maybe. I don't know if I'm gonna podcast inside a plane. It's too noisy. I think the last time I did that, could barely hear anyone. Could barely hear oh yeah. Wait, I got distracted, sorry. I was looking at this cute bear wearing a suit. Oh wow. I like it whenever, you know, bears are wearing suits and you know, sometimes I imagine them taking it off, you know. I don't know. Just a fantasy. Okay. I'll catch you guys later. I am now here at the French Quarter. I just passed by the corner pocket. Yay. Okay, I'm on my way to Bourbon Street. It's 12:35. I guess it's Saturday now, yeah. And it's a good thing I got a shuttle service, which is good. I was able to get a taxi and shared it with four other people. $12 plus tip to get there, to get here. So now, would you believe there are no more shuttles? You know, those the usual shuttles from the airport to bring you anywhere to the Gardens District or to the French Quarter. They close at 8:30. It looks like that there's not much people working here, that they had to close it early. Usually they have it around the clock. Oh well, I guess we'll have to rely on the taxis now. No more shuttles. Okay, so I walk around. I've been walking around the streets of Burgundy and now I'm in St. Louis. There are many vehicles who are tickets. There's orange tickets. You know, it looks like the traffic police, the people handling, you know, the traffic tickets are not working. Because the last time I was here, there are no people working. And people can just park on the streets the whole day, no problem at all. Nobody cares. Now they have people taking care of parking. Handing out parking tickets, I mean, parking tickets. Okay, I want a daiquiri. I'm gonna get a strawberry daiquiri somewhere here. My God, okay. Oh my God, look at this. All right, there are hundreds of people. St. Louis is blocked. Oh my God, even the cops and horses. Yeah, so I could tell really that it's really getting busy here at the in the French Quarter, and people throwing beads. I don't have my camera with me. Probably tomorrow I'll bring my camera. It's getting noisier now. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Look at this. I'll be back. It's getting noisy. Walking through the crowd of drunk people. Oh my god. This is like a regular... evening. It's like a regular Mardi Gras. I guess French Quarter's alive, guys. Wow. So much. Well, of course, I'm at the... for now, I'm at the straight area and walking around. Hold on. I'll be back. God. I'm walking on so much beads on the floor. On the ground. Oh my god. Alright. So many people are having fun. I would say the 2,000 or 3,000. The cops are deployed here. So many cops. I guess they're trying to control the place. Alright. It's hard to get through. People are holding pitchers instead of mugs, instead of cups. Everybody's getting drunk here. My god. Hold on, I'll be back. Alright. Okay, let me tell you guys something about Mardi Gras. Or New Orleans in general. You're walking around the streets and you see a bead on the floor, or beads on the floor, do not pick it up. Do not pick it up at all. Because the ground is where people puke at. Sometimes people would pee on the ground here. Oh yeah, there are people who would pee. Yeah. You just don't pick up beads on the floor because it's nice. You don't. Because unless you're into pee or into golden showers. I think there's a difference between golden showers on you. The difference between that and the ones that are already on the floor. Okay, the ones that are already on the ground. So that's disgusting. I don't think that's good. Yeah. So the floor is either it's got a lot of puke or pee on it. So you just don't pick up. Don't pick up any beads. Just remember that. Oh, okay. I see now the Jesus freaks. The Jesus freaks are here. Woo-hoo. As usual. Okay. Of course, the protesters. The protesters are here. Yep. Let me see if it's the bear Jesus freak. Hold on. No, it's not. Oh, okay. All right, there's people having crosses in the street, in the middle of the street, giving up, smiling. Oh, sorry, excuse me. Yeah, the Jesus freaks are. Oh, one looks like Jesus even. Wow. Okay. Wonder if this is the same people. Oh, this is a daddy bear here. Oh my god. Daddy Bear Jesus Freak. Wow. Okay, I'm on my way to the gay area. I'm still at the straight area, really. And there's so much people. So many people. What more if I go to the gay area? Let me see. I don't know about the gay area yet. We'll see. We'll soon find out. Okay, there's a problem with walking on the sidewalks. You always have to be careful because people might spill beer on you.
There might be somebody close.
Yeah. Okay. Woohoo! God, Fresh Quarter is so alive. Oh, here at Bourbon Street. Thousands of people, really. Many teddy bears, too. Woo! Woo, hello. Woo. I'm so distracted here. Okay, I'm on my way to Cafe Lafitte. I think I'd get a daiquiri or something. Or a hand grenade. I have to think about it. I'll be back. Okay, I'm reaching the gay area now. Bourbon Street. I'm on St. Anne now. Whew. Okay. Now it's becoming gayer and gayer. There's not much people, I guess. I don't think there are more people in here. No. Probably tomorrow night. Okay. The gay area is still dead. We'll see. Go farther up. Okay, we're gonna see Lafitte. I could see Lafitte from afar. Let me see. Oh. Okay, there's not much people. Oh, the gay area here is not so... It's not so lively. Oh well. Ah, yes. This is my second home, you know. Oh my god, it's... Is that Kim? She's the one I interviewed. She's the manager of Good Friends. I think I remember her. Yeah, I interviewed her a few weeks ago about the French Quarter being alive again, and she's telling everyone to come visit New Orleans. Yeah. Okay, I'm almost at Lafitte's. Café Lafitte in Exile. Oh, wow. Didn't notice. There's a lot of people here. Oh, okay. It's not so bad after all. Which is good. Okay. Oh. Lots of letter daddies. Okay. Going inside. Okay, I'm just in the... I'm in the balcony of Lafitte right now. Not too packed. It's not packed, but it's a lot of people. Playing a lot of Madonna songs and stuff. There are people dancing on top of the... of the... pool table. Pretty wild. I'm hanging out with Mark, with Nola Cub, and who else? Jim and Ray from Oklahoma. Yeah, they just arrived a few days ago, and they're hanging out here for Mardi Gras. Of course, Mike arrived, so we're now hanging out here at Lafitte's. Probably later on we'll go to Rawhide. We'll see. I want to see what's going on in Rawhide, if there's any decadence in there. Okay, so... Yep, it's not as packed as it used to be, if it's Mardi Gras. But there's a lot of people. Pretty okay. Okay, let me walk around. Hold on. People at Tuxedo. Okay, they're still dancing on top of the pool table. With their boyfriends. All right.
Are you married again?
No, I can't. No, I just bought this. It's a Minofon bag.
What?
Minofon bag. She's an artist here now.
Now, let me tell you guys what happened today. Well, it's about 2:30 a.m. already, and we're heading to Rawhide. Anyway, I'm hanging out here with Nola Cub Mark. Maybe some of you guys have been chatting with him. And we're hanging out with his friends from Oklahoma, Jim and Ray. Anyway, so we're on our way down in Burgundy. Okay, at Lafitte, we met this guy, Sean and Chris. Chris is from San Francisco. He is a huge red bear in AOL, I believe. Woof! Big, big, burly guy. Ah, oh, wow, red hair. No look up in there, thinking maybe he's got red pubes too, so we were just wondering. I just thought I'm going to tell you guys that. Okay, we're here at Rawhide. All right, we're going in. Talk to you guys later. Bye. Okay, guys, I'm inside here, Rawhide. I'm in front of about five or six guys jerking off. Well, no, they're playing with each other. Actually, walking around the pool table, they were. There's this guy who's got his pants down, and they're just jerking off each other. I think he was wearing a jock strap. Okay, there's this big bear here sucking off a small guy. Oh my god, this is so wild. Oh my god. He's just going at it. Oh, I remember this Asian guy. Is the Asian guy who... I remember this getting fucked last year. Oh my god, it's getting... This guy's really going at it. Oh my god. He's sucking off these two guys. This is so hot. Well, left and right. Oh my god. Well, I guess they're having fun. Oh, this guy, he's got his pants down, jerking off, coming over. He wants to get sucked also. Okay. This is Rawhide for you guys. And I'm here, live, at Rawhide, New Orleans. People can... Woo, see some back, butt cracks. Oh my god. Alright, who's done? He had fun there. Wow. Okay. He's done. He's walking away. Oh my god. Can't believe people getting sucked off here. Hey. Yeah, I'm okay. Alright. I just talked to the guy who was getting who's sucking dicks. Oh my god. Oh, he said he was asking if I was okay. Anyway. Catch you guys later.
We just finished coming from Rawhide. My god, the older guy who was sucking off guys. Did you see that guy?
Who?
That this older guy who was sucking off guys, and then he came up to me, said, Are you okay?
Why was he worried that you were okay?
I don't know, because I was watching him, and he said, and then later on, when we were drinking, I went back to the outside. He kept tapping my butt. He was so doing that. okay. I don't know where that hand came from before, so I don't want to know.
What do you have on your face?
I don't know.
Ew.
I wiped well, okay. Well, I walked around. There's this daddy bear was jerking off in front of me. It was so funny. Because he was just there and then nonchalantly just tucked it away. He zipped up. Anyway, there's these older guys also who has the jockstrap on. And they have nothing on. I mean, they put down their pants. They only have jockstraps. And there's a lot of slapping and stuff. That's what you get when you go to Rawhide, I guess. This time of year, Mardi Gras. So, anyway, we're going to retire for the night. Okay, so let's wait. And it's only Saturday morning. Let's check out Saturday night. Wait, no, Friday night. No, Saturday night. Yeah, I get confused. Okay, Endymion Parade tomorrow. Okay, catch you guys later. Alright, it's Saturday afternoon. We woke up pretty late. It's 1:25 in the afternoon. Woke up before 12, freshened up and walked around the corner. There was a parade when we were going around. We went to Dauphine and Canal Street. It was a parade, but we tried catching some beads, but we didn't get any. We'll do that tomorrow. Okay, some updates. Today is a Saturday, but it's going to rain, so many of the parades are canceled for this afternoon. Even the Endymion Parade, which is a favorite by many,
So it's going to be playing on Sunday. I mean, they're going to do the parade on Sunday after the Barkas Parade. So, that's the update on parade. So, I'm telling you guys, you know, Mardi Gras is trying to get there. Right now, the only problem is weather. And everybody's having fun. Walked around the Bourbon Street last night, which is a lot of people. But the gay area wasn't too filled. I don't know why. Okay, so now we're looking for somewhere to eat breakfast or lunch or brunch, whatever. We ended up here at Hard Rock Cafe. We tried Hooters, but it's closed. Imagine that on Saturday. I guess employees for Hooters are not yet here. They're not yet in town, so... So we walked around. We ended up eating. We ended up here at the Hard Rock Cafe, which is okay. Actually, Mike wanted to have some TV to watch sports, but we didn't have any. Oh, he's sad. Sorry, no sports for you. Anyway, that's the update. What are we gonna do tonight? Today. Just walk?
Go to the mall.
Go to the mall?
The bar.
Go to the bars? At 2 o'clock? 3 o'clock?
Yeah.
What if you just...
Get drunk?
Get drunk at 3 o'clock?
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay. We're gonna eat. Where are we?
We're at the Mississippi River.
We're at the Mississippi River.
Thing over there.
Okay, we are looking at the steamer Natchez. There's this what the panda, what do you call her?
It's the steamboat. Yeah. Natchez.
Steamboat Natchez. It's pretty cool. Some of the highlights of New Orleans here. Yep, they just play like that. It's very loud. You can hear the whole New Orleans, I think. I think the person playing there should be wearing noise canceling headphones. Alright. So Mike and I started to walk back to the quarter, and we went to... what was this place? Oh, Lafitte. Cafe Lafitte. There's this guy getting arrested. You might see the video soon. Anyway, he was... showing his cock. He's got a big cock, and he was showing it around, but he got arrested. I don't know who called it in. So his friend here is figuring out how he's going to bail him out. Oh gosh. The guy's got a G-string on, and oh, cute puppy. Wow. Okay, so that's what happens if you show your cock during the day. In the French Quarter. Alright. It's 9:30 here at... where are we?
We're on St. Charles Avenue.
St. Charles Avenue. We just finished catching beads at the Bacchus Parade. It's very nice. We saw... It's very, very... what is it? Wizard of Oz. No, Wizard of Oz. Like, it's... The theme is Wizard of Oz, and pretty cool. Caught a lot of beads. We are a bead horse for tonight, which is cool. I didn't catch that much as Mike did. Well, simply because I am short. They are taller than I am. Yay.
But I gave you some.
Yeah, Mike gave me some. Okay. Now we're going to wait for the Endymion Parade, which would probably be here in about half an hour. It could last until 2 o'clock in the morning. Maybe. It's just an estimate. Okay. More report later. All right. We just finished the Endymion Parade. We already had fun. We're all bead horse here. I'm here with Mark. What do you think? Did you enjoy it?
Great. I had a great time.
Had a good time. A lot of beads.
That's Jim.
Awesome. I loved it.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's Mark, Jim, and the... And Ray, what do you think, Mike?
I want more beats.
We want more beats, okay.
Catch you guys later. Oh, I have a bunny. Okay. Catch you guys later.
It's 11:15. Wow, Sunday. We just finished the parade and stuff. And we're unloading all the beads into the trunk of the car. We're a little bit stuck here. Well, there are only about 25 floats, I think. Because I would imagine there's less people now. I said earlier that it's going to be until 2 o'clock. No, I'm afraid I was wrong. It's we only finished around 11:15, which is good. I thought it's going to take the whole night. So now we're just going to chill out and go home. I'm going to fly back to Houston very soon. Well, in the morning. Okay, probably my last podcast. Okay, catch you guys later.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice butt.
Yeah, sure.
So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Woof, what a bear.
Hey guys, I'm here at French Quarter. I'm here in New Orleans and here with Jim. Say hi to everyone.
Hello.
Okay, that's Jim. And okay, so how many times have you gone to Mardi Gras?
This is my second Mardi Gras.
How do I like it so far?
A lot of fun. Having a good time.
Have you caught a lot of beads lately?
Caught some on Friday night, I guess. Saturday night didn't do anything. Going out tonight, so.
Okay. So, are you single?
No, I have a partner of 8 years.
Oh wow, 8 years. So, where are you guys living now? Here in
we live in Oklahoma City.
Okay. All right. So you're here for the weekend for Mardi Gras. Until what time? Until when will you guys be here?
We're here till Wednesday, and then we go home Wednesday back to Oklahoma.
I see. So, what bear runs have you gone to before?
Mostly TBRU. Been there in Texas for the past 7 years. Some of the local ones in Oklahoma City, Paradise, but usually just go to the Texas ones mostly.
Yeah, since you mentioned you've been to. You know, you live in Oklahoma. Tell me about is that a bear hotel there? What is it called?
The Habana Inn. It's not necessarily a bear hotel. It's just a gay complex. Basically, there's a couple of gay bars and restaurant in it, and it's similar to, if anyone's familiar with, like, the Parliament House in Florida, same kind of setup.
Oh, I see. And what kind of setup is it?
Basically, older outdoor kind of hotel, outdoor-facing hotels called the Walk of Shame. Basically, people have their hotel rooms and leave windows open or leaving shutters open and see in. You know, it just depends on what events are going on as to how active it is. But most people, when coming through Oklahoma City, end up staying at the Habana for a while.
I see. All right. So, okay, so that's in Oklahoma. How about here in Texas? Are you going to be in TBRU?
Yeah, I'll be at TBRU this year.
I see. Again. Okay, so again. Mm-hmm. How many times have you been there?
I think this is the seventh year.
Seventh year, okay. All right, so how will people contact you? Do you have any bear profiles?
Yeah, I have a profile on Bear411 under Bull Bear For You, and I'm also Bull Bear For You on AOL. So either one of those. AOL, Bull Bear For You at AOL.com is my main, basically, email account, but and also on ISPQ under BullBear30, I think, on there.
Okay, guys. So, well, thank you for being in the show. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, check out Jim. He's Bull Bear For You in Bear411. Bear Vents, guys, out of hibernation in Provincetown, Massachusetts, March 17th, 2006. A few episodes ago, I believe I promoted this, and I pretty much have good responses on that one. So check it out at Provincetown. So come out of your den and join the many bears and friends in lovely P-Town this spring. Yes, it's not as busy as in the summer. However, it is cheaper, even prettier, and we have the town to ourselves and can enjoy and enjoy it and each other fully. Yeah, check out the website at massbaybears.org. Yeah, I put a link on that before. So check it out, okay? TBRU 2006 in Dallas, Texas, March 23rd.
Yep. I'll be talking about that soon more, I guess. Because I'll be there. I'll be at TBRU. And you can check out the website at tbru.org. Okay, here's another one in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Chattabear Thaw 2006. Yeah. This is Chattanooga's inaugural bear run. Please check out our website and come join in all the fun and festivities. The website is lookoutbears.org. Drenched Fur 2 in Erie, Pennsylvania, March 24th. Okay. So, Erie, Pennsylvania's premier bear event is back. We're excited to be hosting bears from the region, including New York, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, during the weekend of March 24th to 26th. So that's Drenched Fur. You can check out the website at drenchedfur.com. Ohio Leather Pride Night in Akron, Ohio, March 25th. Okay, so on March 25th, 2006, don your leather sashes and show some pride. Come out to mingle with hot leather men and women from all over Ohio and beyond at the first annual Ohio Leather Pride Night. This year's event is presented in cooperation with the Iron Eagles of Canton, Ohio, and NAIL of Cleveland, Ohio, held at Daddy's Bear Akron. Okay. Check out the website at ohioleatherpride.org. Oh, okay. Here is Bear Albany presents Big in Albany, New York, March 25th. Care of Club Phoenix. Okay, so join us for Bear Albany's Big Night Out. Big bellies, bulges, biceps, booties, and bruts. Show off your big assets and get a dollar off drinks and a dollar off draft specials. Or a dollar draft specials. Yeah, that's right. Okay, so the party starts at 9 p.m. with some of the area's biggest and hottest men. Watch for giveaways and other big prizes and vendors. Our night is held at Club Phoenix. Okay, check out the website at bearalbany.com. Yeah, that's Jim's club. Yo, Jim, how are you? Okay.
Hey, Nard and Xigala Bear. This is Randy Stern, also known as Reseda Bear on Bear 411. I just want to give a shout-out to you guys. You guys have been just doing a wonderful job with Bear Podcast, and I'm actually in Minneapolis, so I know Jason, Kurt, and the guys at B-Talk as well. Hey, who doesn't around here? Anyway, I sent you guys a press release. I didn't mean to blindside you guys with that. I do apologize. If you want to follow up with me on that, just to let you know, I've got a new publication coming out in about a week. If you want to contact me, the email address is resedabear at AutumnBridge, that's AutumnBridge.com. Listen, guys, good luck on you, what you guys do. You're doing a wonderful job, and keep up the good work. Don't know if I have anything for your 50th, but, you know, just I know you use the surprises anyway. Cool. Later. Peace, guys.
Okay, let me read this press release here. Okay, we would like to present the following of interest for your publication or programming. The Boy from Reseda, poet, releases new e-zine exploring male homoerotic themes. Minneapolis, Minnesota-based writer and activist Randy Stern will release a new collection of poems published in an e-zine called After Party. Publication is set for March 4th, 2006, coinciding with a private release event in Minneapolis. You can email him at reseda@autumnbridge.com or visit his website at www.autumnbridge.com. Okay, here is another voicemail.
Hey, Nard, this is Donnie from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. I just subscribed to your podcast, and my very first podcast was over the Katrina disaster. All my family's from down there. I just wanted to tell you, good job on like keeping people up to date on what actually is going on down there. And once again, good job, and looking forward to the 50th. Bye.
Thank you very much, Donnie. Yeah, I'm excited about episode 52. I don't know yet what I'm going to do with that. But, yeah, we'll see. Probably that's around next week. Oh, okay, here's another email, a voicemail, actually, from Excalibur. It's a pretty sad story. I want to share with you guys, and you'll hear from him more later on. But, okay, for the meantime, here is his voicemail.
Greetings, listeners of the Bear Podcast. This is Excalibur calling. I know I said that the next time you would hear from me, it would be an update about my meetup with Don and Drew. That is coming. However, I wanted to let everybody know about a recent event that happened to me. On the night that I went to go see Don and Drew, on my way home, I was walking home from the bus stop, and I was attacked by 8 young teenagers. They mugged me, robbed me of my iPod and my wallet, destroyed my glasses, and just basically wailed into me. They were kicking me. They were stomping on me. Luckily, my screams of help were heard at the restaurant that this happened nearby, which made one of the employees come run out, announcing that they called the police. Unfortunately, all 8 of them got away because my glasses were destroyed and I couldn't see any of them. The good news is my wallet was recovered. My wallet was recovered along with my IDs and everything else. I'm short $25, but that's okay. I will be on the next episode with full details about the mugging and also about my meetup with Don and Drew. If you have any questions, you can email me at xcalibear@gmail.com. I am doing fine. Don and Drew, the Don and Drew Show, has also been kind enough to set up a fundraiser to help pay for my expenses for getting me a new iPod and fixing my glasses. If you wanted to donate to that, you can go to their show at donanddrew.podshow.com and click on the PayPal link, and you'll be able to do it there. But health-wise, I'm doing good. I walked away with just a swollen nose, swollen right cheek, a lump on my head, and a scratch on my knuckle, and a bruised ego. That's it. I'm lucky to be alive. Okay, talk to you on the next show. Bye.
Yeah, it's pretty sad what happened to Roy. I'm really sorry. I've been communicating with him through email, and we've been talking on the phone, and he's doing okay. That's good to hear. So yeah, I'll post a link to the Don and Drew Show on how to link on there on donations if you would like to share, because yeah, it's pretty bad. It's pretty bad that he lost his iPod. He got mugged. So anyway, thank you very much for listening, guys. Send me an email, bearchaser@bearpodcast.com. Visit the website at www.bearpodcast.com, and send me a voicemail at 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327. Yeah, so I could play it in the show. All right, so until the next episode, thank you for listening, guys. Many wolves and many hugs.